In Rome, a two-day meeting involving the Pope and U.S. Catholic cardinals ends today with release of a communique that's expected to outline procedures for dealing with priests accused of sexually abusing minors. Yesterday, the Pope called such abuse a crime and said there's no room in the priesthood for those who harm the young. He also spoke about the power of conversion and the importance of repentance. John Allen is the Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter and Independent Newsweekly. He joins me from Rome. Is the Pope saying repent and be forgiven, or is he saying in addition to being fired, you still need answer to God?
Well, I think he's saying that, but that, of course, is a consistent message from all along the line. I think the novelty in the Pope's remarks yesterday was the use of the word crime. The Pope said that society rightly views this sexual misconduct as a crime. And I know a number of the American participants in this summit, their eyebrows went up in a very positive fashion in response to that, because it indicates a shift from viewing sexual misconduct by clergy primarily as a spiritual problem, as a sort of moral failing or sin, the appropriate response to which is counseling and spiritual support, to seeing it also as a crime, the appropriate response to which is turning it over to the criminal justice system. And that's a shift that has been a long time coming. It's the first time the Pope has used that vocabulary, so the Americans, many of them, found that quite encouraging.
And the Church will cooperate with those prosecutors?
Well, it's a jump from what the Pope said yesterday to what the policy implications of that are going to be. But certainly, most of the Americans who were here are pushing for a policy that would either require or at least strongly encourage as open cooperation as possible with civil and criminal authorities.
Is that enough to restore trust in the Church?
No, and I think one of the things that has been quite remarkable from the comments of the Americans who are here is the clear recognition on their part that they have an enormous amount of work to do precisely on this issue of regaining the trust of their people. And one of the ideas that has been put on the table here repeatedly in different forms is including laity much more thoroughly in decisions on governance and finance and personnel in the American Catholic Church. Cardinal Francis George of Chicago yesterday during a press briefing said that part of the reason that some of these mistakes were made is that bishops were making the decisions by themselves rather than consulting laity, rather than bringing laity into the decision-making process. So I think you're going to hear a lot of talk about that. I think you're going to have a number of bishops who are working to bring laity much more thoroughly into the sort of governance structure of the local church. But I don't think this is a quick fix. I think regaining trust is going to take time.
John Paul's led the church for 23 years. How does this scandal affect his legacy?
Well, in a direct sense, it's hard to know. I think in the middle of a crisis is always a bad time to be evaluating its long-term significance. But I do think that the crisis illustrates a deeper problem in this pontificate, which is the kinds of bishops that have been appointed during the John Paul II years. John Paul has tended to emphasize in his screening of candidates to become bishops very much the doctrinal issues, that is, where they stand on birth control, where they stand on women's ordination. And, of course, it's the Pope's right to make sure that the leaders he appoints agree with him on key issues. But I think many observers would agree that has occurred to the exclusion of other qualities in many instances, and especially to the exclusion of finding people who are good managers in touch with their local communities. And, of course, if we had more bishops like that, we might not be in the fix we're in the American Catholic Church.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
John Allen is the Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter and Independent Newsweekly.